There's nothing more cringe than watching some dude flatter a girl. Flatter her, you know, talk her up to the moon and tell her all sorts of stuff about how wonderful and, you know, beautiful and intelligent and knowledgeable and, you know, just flattering her. It's so pathetic.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like a long drawn out thing. And sometimes it's just like a single sentence, a single word. No matter how long or short it is, it's still cringe. It's still pathetic. And you have to understand why. Why flattering women always fails. It fails to get the woman into bed, first of all. That's the whole point, you'd figure, right? But more important, flattery in and of itself is a very, very dangerous thing. See, flattery is incredibly dangerous because it gives people, the object of the flattery, a misappreciation of reality. See, it's the opposite of what friends should do. A good friend, a true friend, will tell you the truth. I mean, you've become friends with somebody, with John Smith, and the guy, one day tells you, you know, this thing that you're doing, you shouldn't do it. It's going to be a bad thing. Now, of course, you've become friends with John Smith because you hang out together, you like each other, you talk about movies and books and this and that and the other, and you've grown to trust his judgment, right? So here he is coming at you with a particular judgment saying, you shouldn't do this. See, and this friend, John Smith, he's doing the opposite of flattery. He's telling you the truth about reality, a truth that you might not perceive. And he's telling you, don't do this because you'll get into trouble. And him telling you this is important because his judgment is going to be very similar to your own. That's why having a true friend, a real friend, who will tell you the truth even when you don't want to hear it or when it hurts you, it's so important, so valuable. But that's the opposite of flattery. Flattery, of course, is to tell people how wonderful they are, even if they're not. Even if what they're doing is completely foolish or ridiculous or dangerous or stupid or just awful, yeah? Flattery is the worst emotion, and see, we all instinctively recognize this. When some bootlicker comes at us, we sense it pretty quickly. At least I have. Whenever some bootlicker comes at me, you know, at first I'm like, oh, that's really nice, he's giving me some compliment. But then after like the second time, I'm like, ew, get away from me. Why? Because a bootlicker is, you know, keeping me away from appreciating reality. See? I know how wonderful I am. I'm a fantastic guy. I'm a fucking genius. I'm smart as fuck. I'm charming. I'm funny, witty. I'm all those things. Handsome as fucking Brad Pitt. I know that, yeah, but, you know, I know that that's not really true. I know deep in my heart that I'm not as handsome as Brad Pitt and sure as shit not as smart as Albert Einstein or some shit like that. Yeah, and charming and funny? No. I know this. I know it in my heart. And it's fine to be on the receiving end of flattery, to feel a little better about the defects that you know about yourself, right? But when it gets a little bit too far, just a little bit too far, it distances you from reality. And all of a sudden, your appreciation of who you are is so divorced from reality that you can get into trouble. It's like that 85-pound weakling who thinks that he can take on the 250-pound boxer. And he's been just so brainwashed into thinking that he's a great fighter that he steps into the ring and gets the ever-living shit kicked out of him. That's the problem with flattery.
And so you notice this with low-value women.
Especially low-value women, not in the sense that they're not particularly attractive, but that they're stupid, see? Stupid women, who by definition are low-value, they swallow the flattery. Oh, yeah. They just drink gallons of it. Oh, they love it. They love the attention, and they love that sense of feeling good about themselves, see? But smart women, I'm not talking about women with a lot of IQ points. I'm talking about, you know, women who are on the ball, not stupid women, high-quality women. They realize that the flattery is a lie. And you know who I learned this from? New York fashion models.
Yeah, because like in the late 90s, I was living in Manhattan, and I had a nice loft, and I had a nice life, and I had a lot of money, and all the rest of it, and I fell into the fashion crowd. And it was just blind luck. But anyway, the point, I met a lot of fashion models, and they were hot as all blazes, but here was the thing. See, fashion models compete on looks, and so they're incredibly realistic about their own looks. They had to be. It was their business.
So they knew exactly how attractive they were, and they knew where they were in the pecking order among the other models. They knew that there was that model over there that had a better look,
for a photographer, for instance. But this other model had a better look for video. And this one over here was better for catalog modelings, and this one was better for, you know, catwalks and fashion shows and whatnot. They were very, very clear about their looks. They had to be. Like I said, it was their business, see? They had to be very realistic. And so when some guy would come up to them and say, oh, you're so pretty, you're so beautiful, you're so this and that, they'd say, this is bullshit. They would know that it's bullshit, because even though all of these women were incredibly gorgeous, they knew that there was some other girl who was prettier. They knew some other girl had a better physical attribute than they did. And so they were realistic. And so when these flatterers would come at them, they just dismissed them. They didn't want to hear them because they knew it was a lie. They knew that it would hurt them in their career to listen to the flattery. And that was the funny thing, see? The guys who flattered the supermodels, well, not all supermodels, but the models that I met at least, they weren't all of them, but anyway, the point. The guys who would flatter these models failed with them. The guys who sort of like ignored the looks and just tried to look at the woman, they succeeded. And of course, on the flip side, the ugly women, the fat women, slatternly women, those are the women who fall for flattery every single time. Oh yeah, haven't you seen those land whales? I'm talking real porkers, you know? I'm talking those chicks that are, you know, tipping in at 200 pounds. I mean, they could take you on, and you know they could. They could just like throw their body weight on top of you and crush you like a fucking soda can, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, those girls, oh yeah, they fall for that kind of flattery bullshit. And that flattery is so incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly dangerous because it gives them a completely erroneous view of reality. And it's not just their looks, it's their brains. It's what they can do. And this is the pernicious problem of our contemporary culture insofar as women and flattery is concerned.
Yeah, because a woman has been convinced, has been flattered into believing that she can be as good as any man, take on any man. Yeah, she's as good as any guy. And so a lot of these stupid women, right, they figure that they're just as good as any guy in all respects. Mm-hmm. They don't look at the reality, the physical reality. And you've seen those videos on YouTube and TikTok and whatnot of some stupid girl. Mm-hmm. Some girl who's like weighing in at maybe 130, 140. In high school, typically this happens in high school, the stupid girl has been brainwashed by flattery into thinking that she's just as good as any guy, just as tough as any guy, and she hits some guy. She hits some guy who's like a skinny dude, you know? And she hits him and she's fatter than him, and so she figures, I'm bigger than him, and so I can take him physically, and of course she can't. She hits him, and what does the guy do? Out of instinct. I mean, he's not even thinking about it. He's not a woman abuser or anything like that. No. He gets hit, and he just hits right back and knocks her flat on her ass. That happens every time. There are so many damn videos of it. It's goddamn funny. It's practically a genre. Yeah? Those are girls who have been flattered by the society at large into a completely erroneous view of reality. Because they think that they can take on a guy, and they can't. Of course not. A guy has more muscle mass, even if he weighs the same as a woman. Yeah? It's genetics. It's not even genetics. It's the chromosomes, man. I mean, it's the way that human beings are built. The guy can deck her like that. But the dumb girl has been so flattered that she's been brainwashed. And this is the terrible danger of this flattery.
Yeah, because this social flattery that's going on, right, it's convinced all these women that they deserve much better than they should get. Mm-hmm. They think, you know, some fat land whale figures that she can get a guy and that she ought to get a guy with the so-called three sixes. You know, six-pack, 6 foot tall, six-figure income. Yeah? And who is she? She's like this pimply, gross, 170-pound, 5'2", I don't know what you'd call her, right? And she's been convinced that she should get that. Mm? She's been convinced by the society at large, because the society at large has flattered her so much that it's spoiled her. It's made her detached from reality. She doesn't understand where she fits in the world because she's been flattered because, you know, you go girl, you know, healthy at any weight. All that bullshit, all that empty flattery.
So this is a lesson to you. You want to go out and get laid, right? I mean, part of the reason you're watching my goddamn channel is, you know, you want to pick up some tips to get laid, or at least know what not to pursue in order to get laid, right? Okay,
So you want to get a chick, don't flatter her, ever. Just don't. You know, she's getting enough of that shit from the society at large, right? And what happens, like I say, the smarter girls, the women who are of actually greater value, like I said, not necessarily that attractive or that brainy, but who are on the ball, well, they're going to know this. They're going to instinctively realize it. Perhaps they're not able to articulate it, but they'll understand that the culture, the society at large, is painting them a false reality as to who they are. And they don't want that. Nobody does. Because we're aware that we need to have a fairly accurate grasp of the reality around us, or the reality around us will kill us. That's been true for most of the existence of our species. And so that's why we instinctively want to know what the truth really is. And we instinctively avoid flatterers, because they're lying to us, or worse, they're making us have a false impression of reality. And so a woman of greater quality will want you to not flatter her. I'm not talking about being like, quote unquote, brutally honest. That's just fucking mean, okay? No, I'm not talking about that. A lot of guys think that that's what I mean. No, see, being like brutally honest, yeah, and telling her the truth, yeah? That a lot of times is just a weird kind of passive aggressive move that guys who haven't gotten laid very much pull on some girl who's shown them a little bit of vulnerability. That's a mistake. No, never do that. But what I'm saying is that don't flatter them. Don't lie to them. Tell them, if they ask you, tell them the truth. But don't give them the truth unprompted, because that's just to hurt them, okay? No. Treat them as you would treat, like I said in another video, treat them like you would treat a nerdy guy, with a little bit of condescension, yeah? But don't flatter them. Flattery will get you nowhere.